the knife, the hand, the voice, the reflection of the eyes in the shining metal of the knife, Mygen. Ripley whipped her head back as a razor-like edge of the blade sliced the leather of her jacket on her left shoulder, the eruption of blood streaming across the hand that held the knife. She lashed her left foot out, catching her unseen attacker in the back of his knee, then changed base and kicked him across the stomach with her right foot. Mygen momentarily lost his breath. Finally recovering, he counterattacked. The blade came out of the darkness, now surging towards Ripley, the line of assault directly at her heart. Ripley moved to the left, away from the blade. Then crossing her wrist between his hand, she pushed it downwards. She heard the clatter of the knife on the floor. She lurched towards the sound, at the same time reaching into her belt for her gun. Mygen was also pulling out his own gun. He pressed the trigger. Ripley screamed. An ice-like incision had been made in Ripley's right shoulder blade, the bullet casing landing somewhere near the floor vent register. Ripley rolled again, smashing into the wall. In agony, Ripley freed her gun, leveling it at the sound in the darkness. She fired, the explosion deafening. Mygen lunged away as two more shots were fired wildly. Ripley heard the door shutting. Mygen had raced out into the hallway. Trying to control her breathing, she crawled towards the door. As she reached it, instincts commanded her to stay lying down, but she fit the barrel of her gun through the bottom gap of the door. What followed was the core of a terrifying nightmare.